The following program is a tryout TV production, made possible in part by a special grant from the Friends of Channel 21, Incorporated.
Good evening. Welcome to the Wisconsin Opry. Thank you very much, and welcome to the show. We've got a lot of folks we'd like you to meet tonight. I'm Verge Dickinson. Let's start off with a nice, warm Opry welcome from Miss Ellie Peters from Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have got just a whole bunch of country music for you this evening, but you know, I don't think that we could even have a country show unless we included some Hank Williams. And I think I hear one coming up right now. Hot, two, hot! Well, goodbye, Joan. We got to go on the old mile. We got to go and pull beer all down the bow. And now my Joan, the cutest one on the old mile. Said, son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bow. Well, jambalaya, cold fish pie, filet gumbo. Lordy night, I'm gonna see my machine.
Cow jokes.
More?
Oh, no. Yes, more cow jokes. These are new ones. These aren't last summer's. These are brand new cow jokes. And the first one is, do you know where little cows eat?
Where?
In a cafeteria.
Ooh.
Didn't like that one, huh? Wait. I have one more. Do you know why? Do you know why cows have bells?
Why?
Because their horns don't work.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Daniel Soma. And Daniel's much well known, more known, for being the Wisconsin Opry King of Swing.
One, two, three, four. My window faces the south, and I'm almost halfway to heaven. The snow is falling, but all I see, white fields of cotton smiling back at me. My window faces the south, and though I'm so far from that Swanee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth. My window
White fields of cotton, he's smiling back at me. My window faces the south. And though I'm so far from that Swanee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth. My window faces the south. My window faces the south. My window faces the south.
Thank you. Right now we're going to bring Miss Julie Keller up from Wisconsin Dells, and she's going to sing a real pretty country song for you called Blue Kentucky Girl.
You left me for the bright lights of the town. A country boy set out to see.
We brought a couple of our own Wisconsin farm boys with us tonight. We brought them from the Dells. We have the Reefsteck brothers. We have Doug back on the drums. And we have Dennis over on the bass. They're going to get together with Dan and Virgil and take you on a little barnyard tour.
That's right. We're going to start out our tour, though, with a farm folktale. It's about your favorite barnyard creature, the hog. Goes like this. 'Twas a pig fair in September, and a day I shall remember. I was wandering up and down in drunken pride, when my knees they turned to butter, and I fell into the gutter, and a pig came up and laid down by my side. Well, as I lay there in the gutter, thinking thoughts I would not utter, I overheard a passing lady say, "You can tell the man who boozes by the company he chooses." And with that, the pig got up and walked away. That's... Thanks. That's just a warm-up for more hog humor to come. This is a hard luck story about a hog farmer who has problems down in the hog pen. And Dan's going to start it out. 3, 4.
Breathe.
Well, I met him in a hospital about a year ago. And why I still remember him, I guess I'll never know. But he'd lie there and he'd cry out in a medicated fog. Here I am in this damn bed.
Who's gonna feed them hogs?
400 hogs, it is standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors, well, they don't care. Can't get out and run around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this damn bed. Who's gonna feed them hogs? But now his face was lean, his hands were rough. His way was hogs, and his nature was tough. The doctors tried to tell him, boy, you may not live at all. Only thing that he could say was, who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs, it is standing out there. My wife can't feed them, and my neighbors, they don't care. They can't get out and run around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this damn bed, who's gonna feed them hogs?
Volunteers!
Help! We need hog help. Now, you got a big job to feed all them hogs because they're various sizes and shapes. From full-grown adult hogs to those smaller adolescent hogs and those little bitty baby hogs. Aren't they cute? But look out for the big boar. Mammoth hog. Now, take all them hogs and ship them to market. And 400 hogs comes to
800 hams.
Yes. That's a lot of money
for a hog-raising man.
Now 400 hogs comes to
1,600 feet.
Count them.
Market's up.
There are people waiting on that meat.
Meat.
Pork chop, spam, side pork, bacon, fritters, and hog snouts. Now the doctors say they do not know what saved the man from death. In a few days, he put on his overalls and he left. Well, that's all there is to this small song, but waitress, before you leave, would you bring
me some coffee and a hot ham sandwich, please?
400 hogs, it is standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors, they don't care.
One bit.
They can't get out and run around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this damn bed. Who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs and is standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors, they don't care. Not today. Can't get out and run around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this damn bed. Who's gonna feed them hogs?
Not
Why don't
me.
You feed them?
Thank you. Well, you know, it seems like the boys are having a little trouble down in the barnyard down there, but up on the farm is no exception. You see, they're having a little marital difficulties up there. And I'm going to ask Cindy Dickinson from St. Louis, Missouri to help me, and Julie Keller from the Dells. We're going to tell you about it in a Jeannie Pruitt tune called Satin Sheets.
Satin Sheets. Big long
the dashing young man on the piano over there. His name is David Briles, and he hails from Sisseton, South Dakota.
Next song is by a Canadian composer named Ian Tyson of Ian and Sylvia, but you've probably heard it by Judy Collins. It's called Someday Soon. Someday soon, going with him, someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he rides a rodeo. My father says that he will leave me crying. I would follow him right down the toughest road I know. Someday soon, going with him, someday soon. When he comes to call, someday soon, going with him, someday soon. Thank you. sounds like more trouble in the barnyard again. I guess we could go back to the swing crew. That's Dennis and Danny. We'll probably find out what's going on.
We had a chicken, but no eggs would it lay. We had a chicken, but no eggs would it lay. And my pa said,
"Sonny, we're losing money, and it isn't very funny, 'cause our chickens won't lay."
And this is your part.
One day a rooster came into our yard and caught that chicken right off its guard. It's laying eggs now, just like it used to, since that rooster came into our yard.
We had a milk cow, but no milk would it give. We had a milk cow, but no milk would it give. And Pa said,
"Sonny, we're losing money, and it isn't very funny, 'cause our milk cow won't give
milk."
One day a rooster came into our yard and caught that milk cow right off its guard. It's giving eggnog just like it used to, since that rooster came into our yard.
We had a gum tree, but no gum would it give. We had a gum tree, but no gum would it give. And Pa said,
"Sonny, you know this one. We're losing money, and it isn't very funny, 'cause our gum tree won't give
gum."
One day a rooster came into our yard and caught that gum tree right off its guard.
Guess what?
It's giving chicklets just like it used to, ever since that rooster came into our yard.
We had a gas pump, but no gas would it give. We had a gas pump, but no gas would it give. Guess what, Pa said?
This song stings. But, "Sonny, we're losing money, and it isn't very funny, 'cause our gas pump won't give."
Yes, but.
One day a rooster came into our yard and caught that gas pump right off its guard.
Guess what?
It's giving Shell gas just like it used to, since that rooster came into our yard.
Wait a minute. You guys said you'd do one more verse. Come on, I want to hear one more.
Yeah. Okay. We had a rooster, but he was... His name was Brucey. We had a rooster, but he was confused. Really. And Daddy was so upset. Guess what he said?
"Sonny, we're losing money, and it isn't very funny,
'cause our rooster is..."
One day another rooster came into our yard and caught that peculiar rooster right off its guard.
Guess what?
It's laying hens now just like a rooster, since that rooster came into our yard.
Oh. see, we've been working at the Opry way up there in Wisconsin Dales, and you know we all been working real hard.
Well, they know good Virgil
was spending all of my pay, and I'll tell you, I'm tired of it. Come on now.
Summertime nightlife in Wisconsin Dells. There's a lot more to do there besides go to the Opry, you know. You may find me after hours down in one of those nice, cool, air-conditioned bars, and then I roll home about bar time feeling single and seeing double.
Well, I really had a ball last night. I held all the pretty boys tight. I was feeling single, seeing double. Wound up trouble, but today I faced the big fight, 'cause I really had a ball last night. When I came home from work this morning, my baby was feeling low, so I asked him what was on his mind, and he told me where I could go. Well, I didn't go where he told me to, 'cause the water's so cold in the lake, but there's something fishy about this whole deal. I don't walking the long way home to think of an alibi, but I couldn't think of a doggone thing that hadn't already been said, so I guess I may as well play it by ear, 'cause I'm already dead. Well, I really had a ball last night. I held all the pretty boys tight. I was feeling single, seeing double, wound up in a whole lot of trouble, but today I
you all to take a little trip through your imagination with me now, if you would. And I want you to picture a big old moon about halfway up in the sky. And then I want you to fill the whole sky in with just lots and lots of stars. And if you really believe, you might see a tired old cowboy coming in out of the desert. See, this cowboy's been around a couple years and he's had to learn a lot of things. But you see, the hardest lesson that cowboys had to learn is one that we all do. And that is, when you lie to yourself, you yourself become
the desperado. Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences now so long. Oh, you're a hard one. But I know you've got your reasons. It seems the things that are pleasing you have hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boys. She'll beat you if she's able. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid on your table, but you only want
presence really walking through this world. Come to your senses. Come down from your fences now and open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You've got to let somebody love you. Let somebody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? No country show would be complete without a real hoedown foot stomper, and Dennis is going to get his little fiddle out here, and we're going to play a foot stomper for you if you'd like to clap along, and if you'd like to sing along, your part goes Turkey in the Hay.
Going on down the road with a tired team and a heavy load. Crack the whip, the leader sprung. Says hi, goodbye to the wagon tongue. Turkey in the straw.
Turkey in the hay.
Turkey in the straw.
Turkey in the hay.
Oh, look to some other high like a haw. Ain't hit up too tall. Turkey in the straw. Jumped to the wagon and I gave a little yell, and the horse took off like a bat out of hell. There was sugar on the ground, flour in the corn. Haven't seen so much excitement since the day that I was born.
Turkey in the straw,
turkey in the hay,
turkey in the straw,
turkey in the hay.
Oh, look to some of the hide like a hallway. Hit up, ding dong, turkey in the straw.
Hit it.
Staff on the
right now, we're going to bring Miss Julie Keller back up to sing an old Cajun tune for you, and this is called Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight.
She said, Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, gotta hang in a ride, gotta roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go around and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever.
Cowboy songs, and I think better yet, he likes being a cowboy. But you know, there's a piece of each and every one of us who yearns to be that, I think. And Dan would like to take you on a little trip with him underneath the desert sky.
Riding along, singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before. Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living, I'm happy, and I'm free. Just listen to the wind blow. You let it blow, let it blow. Wipes you out, sand over my trail. I got my saddle on the ground, and that old moon, he can still be found, just hiding in the desert sky. Simple things in life, like a prairie breeze, a good stout horse between my knees, and I'm all alone.
I'm just being me. And when I die, let me die with a dream in my mind. A smile on my face and no trouble behind, and no cross on my grave to show my resting place. You just listen to the
wind blow. You let it blow, let it blow. Wash you up,
sand over my trail. I got my saddle on the ground, and that old moon, he can still be found. He's hiding in the desert sky. Won't you please bury me with my chaps on and my six guns strapped to my side, so I can watch the moon just hiding in the desert sky. Swing it home, just hiding in the desert sky. She's hiding in the desert sky.
Thank you.
Wisconsin is very fortunate that they have so much talent, but there are always a lot of people that we never get to hear from, and very specially this evening, I would like to dedicate our next song, Memphis Moonlight, to one of those unsung heroes, the author himself, Mr. Tom Belzer from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
I remember the night in the Memphis moonlight, the whippoorwill, the sycamore, the memories of you. I wish the dawn would never break, oh, my heart aches the night the Memphis moonlight turned blue. You went away
Thank you, Julie, Dennis, David. Thank you, Mr. Tom Gazzer, for a beautiful song. Thank you.
Allie, did you hear what the really tragic thing that happened in Madison last night? A man was killed by a weasel.
How could a man possibly be killed by a weasel?
Well, he was walking down the railroad track, and he didn't hear the weasel.
Look over yonder, coming down that railroad track. Look over yonder, coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Oh.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Dennis Rustek. I'd like to thank all you folks in the studio audience and everybody at home. This will be the last number of the evening.
The preceding program was a Tryout TV production, made possible in part by a special grant from the Friends of Channel 21, Incorporated.